Each month, a short highlight version of a previous episode will be featured. The full version of the episode can be found among the archives. Check in next week for a brand new episode of the Bait and Switch podcast.
Here, we're always looking for new ideas for the podcast, and we generally keep it light. And we generally don't talk politics or religion or any of those things. But I was inspired to do a podcast that we're going to do tonight here, probably largely because of the coronavirus situation. I'm on Facebook. I really don't contribute too much. I just look at what other people post. But now that we're getting into this whole coronavirus debate, I was baited, as it were, to get involved in some of those debates. And I came up with the idea of having two guys on, one from more of a left perspective and one from more of a right perspective. We got Dan Lunig. Good evening, Dan.
Good evening, Chris. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Yeah, Dan is a fellow high school classmate of mine. And then our other guy from the right is David Balestrieri, another honorary Wauwatosa grad. Good evening, David.
Yep, good to see you guys. Thanks for inviting me.
I try not to go down that road. From my perspective, as soon as someone calls you a libtard, or I might make a comment about Trump himself, but I'm never going to assume, even if you disagree with me, and I usually keep it lighthearted. And when I don't, and I've seen it, I'm going to like, oh, that, I'm going to take that down. So once you call me a name like that, it's pretty much, you know, that I'm like, okay, it's really hard to have any kind of civil discourse. And when you're in person with somebody and you're kind of ribbing them, it happens, you know, like, hey man, come on. But I almost never do that in person either. I've kind of tried to instill in my daughter and just, my parents were always like, I mean, when the F-bomb came up at dinner, it was generally my brother had come home from college and for some reason he'd learned that word could be used as a noun, a verb, and a writing meme. So at the end of the day, I try to stay away from that. I will say I've been kind of threatened in a way, which I had to read it over like three times. I'm like, we know where you live.
Well, I think just the whole, whether it's state, federal, the decisions that were made, because we've never really been through this, at least in modern times, were just haphazard, poorly thought out. I mean, we've gone back and forth on mask wearing, on social distance. I mean, it's just the shutdown, how it was sort of conducted. I guess just colossal screw ups all the way along. But what do you expect? I mean, we haven't been through this. We were ill prepared.